Anchorage assembly members and local business representatives filled a room at City Hall last week to discuss a looming problem: aging, corroding docks at the Port of Alaska, and a repair bill expected to run nearly $2 billion. But as Alaska Public Media's Kirsten Swan reports, assembly members aren't ready to sign off on it quite yet.
Paying for repairs at the Port of Alaska could involve a combination of things, including steep tariff increases for port customers. On Friday, local business leaders told assembly members how those increases could ripple throughout the state's economy. PetroStar, a subsidiary of Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, said hiking port tariffs by more than 500% would cause, quote, irreparable harm. Representatives for shipping companies and fuel distributors said increased tariffs would impact everything from air cargo traffic to grocery prices. Some worried it could even impact the state's ability to attract or retain business.
Because the concern that we have is everybody's going to look at that hiked up tariff and businesses will respond.
That's Ryan Zins, vice president of Alaska Basic Industries, a company that imports cement and other building materials used in construction projects across Alaska. His business operates out of the port's aging cement terminal, and Zins says he knows it needs to be fixed. But how much can customers afford?
And that's the hard thing is they ask, you know, what is the amount of tariff that you can absorb? Well, the answer to that is zero. I mean, we're a fourth year recession. But you understand something has to be done. So before we get into that discussion, how much is this project truly going to cost?
That's the question some assembly members are now hoping to answer. Before moving forward with hundreds of millions of dollars in construction work, the assembly is asking to spend $100,000 on a third-party analyst to take another hard look at the project. Assemblyman Christopher Constant, who represents the Ship Creek area and Government Hill neighborhood where the port is located, says he wants to know if there are any other options.
I think consistently we've heard all angles telling us the $2 billion port is not what we need and it's not affordable. There's no way to pay for it.
Eventually, assembly members say, funding the port project should include support from the state and the federal government. After all, the port handles goods for 85% of Alaskans, as well as vital jet fuel for Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. But whatever comes next for the port, Constant says, there may be no turning back.
If you take a step forward, we may be stuck. And so before we take that step, we're going to make damn sure we know what we're doing.
Assembly members are scheduled to vote on the proposal to hire an independent analyst for the project tonight. In Anchorage, I'm Kirsten Swan.